during the lesson. Rav, please. And once again, we are together in the morning lesson. And our problem, which stands before us, is the acquisition of the degree of faith above reason. These degrees are 125 degrees. Through them, we come close from the degree of matter to the degree of spirit, from the degree of animal to the degree of Adam, the degree of the Creator. And how do we attain this? The Creator had a question, if you could say so. How can a person be like him? On one hand, and on the other hand, to nevertheless be a person besides the Creator. As not to be completely in the Creator, like in embryo's womb, that is not considered existent, even though he has some existence, but that existence is not at his own expense. Therefore, how to create a person, a thing, that could be independent. I once wrote about this, a story that is called The Wizard. And so now the question comes, what shall the Creator do? And he thought and thought what to do. I think this story is in our archives. It would appear to me that it is. So therefore, it's written there that the Creator thought He was making the person from the earth, from the plants, from the animals, so that there will be something living in the degree of still vegetative and animal. And then he discovers that that can't be, because there is no one who is independent that stands before the Creator. And then he suddenly sees and understands that he has to create a very big will to receive in him that will be completely opposite the Creator, not agreeing with him, resisting him, and even annoyed with him and hating him. In short, the whole Sitra Achra, the other side, needs to exist in our foundation such that from such a foundation we can truly come to feel, understand, and identify with the Creator in the opposite way, where a person must be certain that he's incorporated with a thing and its opposite, from darkness and light, from good and evil. But the evil must be first, and a person needs to examine whether he truly wants to be ridden of the bad, to rise above it, even though he can't disconnect from it completely, because the bad is his nature, but to rise above it, how is that possible to do? And therefore, what we learn is that the whole preparation for creation of man is not simple. It's a very long process in which there is the creation of a thing that is opposite the Creator, the will to receive, and the will to receive has to develop gradually by the Creator himself, by the light, and to go through all kinds of stages of connection and disconnection from the light. That is, these are two desires, the desire to receive and the desire to bestow, the intention to receive and the intention to bestow. And thus the Creator prepares creation through building and breaking, and by building and breaking all the degrees, all the worlds, all of eternality, all of Ein Sof, then he prepares these preparations, these states, one against the other, such that a person would then be able to be revealed in a reality that would be included of all these states, slowly, slowly including them, and coming to a state in which he will be above them. Above these two states. Both from the good and from the bad, and above that. And you shall be like God who knows good from and bad. And this is why we learn in the study of Ten Sefirot the cascading from above downwards and the preparation for our state. And then how we ourselves already can attain these degrees from below upwards, as they're already just in a manner that is being revealed to us as shattered, because that's us. And by us discovering the desire for the goal, to be like the Creator, actually. The point in the heart that is revealed in us and draws us to the source, to be like the Creator, to be above the good and evil, to truly be towards the goal, towards the point from which creation begins. This is why we need to go on the path in which the force of bestowal is always preferred to the path of reception. And in order to implement this, we must also do so in the connection between us. And in the connection between us, if we realize this, we are not concerned, any of us, for himself, because we're going to reveal the force of bestowal, but rather we need to ask and can be concerned only for the others. And it's as if I don't exist, I am seemingly the point that corrects all the rest of the parts of creation, connects them, arranges them, corrects them. That's why my concern throughout the day is that my friends will not forget about the goal, that they will be drawn towards it. And I don't think of myself. I seemingly don't exist. I exist only through this concern for them. If we were to think in such a way, then we would see how successful we would be in connecting to that same direction, same goal. And on the way, we will discover how that's all the Creator wants of us. For us to come to that which is common to us all, the quality of unity and love. I said that there was great preparation here for the creation, so that it will begin to correct itself, so that it will be able to begin to reveal its correct state. You could say that this preparation ended in our times, in our lifetimes. And we, are the first group that is trying to adapt itself, to arrange itself, such that we will enter the correct path towards the goal, and in this group, which is in this group and in the surroundings and all of humanity, where the proper preparations are, that are necessary, are there for us to rise to the first spiritual degree. Spiritual degree is called faith above reason, where we all want to rise from our reason to the reason of the Creator.
That's
the reason of the Creator is called faith. Our reason is called our reason. If I understand and feel what my nature wants, because it all begins from the darkness, and there was evening and there was morning, every degree it's the same way, and then I am drawn to the reason of the Creator. So I need to raise myself each time to think this way. I am now not working, doing, thinking according to what I want to do and to think, but rather I now do and think what the Creator wants and does. The Creator is the quality of bestowal, the quality of love. So if I do what He wants, even though it's me who's doing it, what He wants, by this I build a partsuf, already a system of connection between me and Him. Through the group, the ten, or all of humanity. As this is how I think of them, I don't think of myself, I don't ask for myself. I only ask for them not to forget the goal, for them not to disconnect. For them not to disconnect. And then, each time I transfer my mind and my heart, meaning both desires and thoughts, to them, to everyone, in order to serve them, deliver them to the Creator, advance them to the Creator, that's actually all my work. And by that, I become a partner to Him. As all of reality is before me, and I serve the Creator by being concerned and pushing all of humanity towards Him. And this is how we need to slowly, slowly, delicately discover this tendency as the obligation of each and every person in the world. Because to the extent in which each person will hear of this, that he needs to care for others, we will move from the path of suffering to the path of Torah, to the path of light. We will rid ourselves, of course, from the coronavirus and all kinds of other things that stand before us, and we will see in all the things that are being revealed that they all come in order to separate, in order to distance, in order to silence us, in order to disconnect us from the previous life, from our professions, from our movies, from everything, that nothing will help us. But if we gently begin to be concerned each for the others, so that they will think and see about connection between everyone, then all the rest of the things in this world will work out as a result of that. We need to be concerned only with our thoughts. Everything will be clarified in thought. If we think during the day, from lesson to lesson, from morning lesson today to the morning lesson tomorrow, if we will think about the whole world having to come closer to the knowledge that everyone needs to care for everyone, then for sure we will arrange all the forces of nature that are purposely kind of shuffling up the cards, mixing them up. We will arrange them in the right way. Because it all depends on our efforts, because we, as the force of speaking, the highest degree in this world, we will begin to feel our true forces and how we operate. We will also begin to feel the states that were prior to creation. Prior to creation. Meaning before matter of this world was created, because we're starting to enter into spiritual degrees. And then we will begin to feel that hidden matter from us in the universe, they say that it's the black matter, dark matter that you don't feel. We will begin to feel all those forces that are operating and that operated before the creation of the world, until we begin to discover more and more all those forces that stabilized everything and established it. Meaning we will truly enter into creation and start feeling where we are in it. And this is no fantasy. This is the scientific reality, the wisdom of Kabbalah. But to our point now, it's only to think, each of us, not of himself, but rather of the others, where we ask from the Creator and ask the friends to think of everyone, to think of everyone. And by this, we will begin to feel what the degrees above us are. Where we start thinking about others, we truly emerge out of ourselves to others. When we exit ourselves to others, it seems to us like it's to others, but it's already towards the Creator, for He is outside the egoistic thought and desire of mine. So let's start thinking about this and advance towards our topic, which is faith above reason. This is the path each time to acquire a spiritual degree more and more higher.
We'll read item 67 once again. We see the difference between what the mind asserts and what only faith asserts. And what is the reason that when something is based on faith, we must constantly remember the form of the faith? Otherwise, he falls from his degree into a state suitable for one who is wicked. These states might happen even in a single day. One may fall from his degree many times in one day, since it is impossible that faith above reason will not stop even for a moment during one day.
But specifically by constantly stopping having cessations from faith and renewing it again, and then it stops again, and he renews it again. By all those renewals, he actually has steps forward. The number of disconnects and the number of connections that follow define the degree of man.
Yes. We must know that the reason for forgetting the faith stems from the fact that faith above the reason and the mind is against all the desires of the body. Since the desires of the body come by the nature imprinted in us, called will to receive,
from the will to receive,
called will to receive, whether in the mind or in the heart. Hence, the body always draws us to our nature. Only when we cling to faith does it have the power to bring us out of the bodily desires and go above reason. Meaning against the body's reason.
This is our advancement, to the extent in which we yearn to be more in bestowal and thought of others, in being adhered to the Creator. What would the Creator want for me to think of, for me to do, for me to feel? If I yearn to be in these things constantly, then accordingly I will also feel to the extent in which a certain force will come, tell me that it's the evil inclination. It's a help against him, against the Creator. It's the same force that he created that works against him, and that's how they work in complement to one another and completing one another in this work. The Creator needs the evil inclination. It's an angel in his hands of the Creator. And then he constantly disconnects us in order for us to want to once again connect to the Creator. And again, the evil inclination disconnects us, and again we connect to the Creator according to our exertion. That's why we don't have any point in complaining to the evil inclination, but rather to turn to the Creator to help us deal against it. And then by me turning, like to a little child who is afraid that something won't work out, so he runs to his mother crying next to her, and then she helps him. So that's how we too need to do. In every single situation, turn to the Creator and not try to do anything for oneself. We don't need to waste time on that. Anything that does not work out in our spiritual work, everything that we feel some lack of success in the connection between us, in our mood, in anything, we immediately need to turn to the Creator, not to waste time, as if we can overcome this. It's called the pride of man shall humiliate us. We will just fall from this. But rather, as fast as possible, as we look at our friends, we learn how to constantly be connected to the Creator and ask from Him an ascent from this situation. Then by this we will shorten our path and succeed.
Раф, материальные проблемы, какие-то заботы,
Rav, the corporeal problems, all kinds of concerns that disconnect the person from the ten, this constant direction towards the Creator, are they called part of the evil inclination or it's something else?
Those are the conditions a person needs to receive. He needs to try to get along with them as much as possible, but to know that it all comes also from the Creator, but it doesn't mean that he has to agree with it. He needs to try and improve them as well. But again, these are the conditions, let's say at work, at home, in everything that he has, even when it has to do with his health or other things. These are the things that actually are one mechanism. They're all as one. The conditions from which he nevertheless each time will renew his connection with the Creator from. That there's none else besides him, and specifically the Creator, in order to bring him closer, creates these conditions for him, and he needs from these conditions to get along, to come to aiming himself to the Creator in faith above reason.
Можно так еще продолжить, Раф? О чем говорит, если какая-то материальная проблема?
If I can continue, Rav, what does it point to if there is a corporeal problem that keeps coming back to the person?
It's a sign that you need each time more and more to take care of all the rest, but together with caring for it, you need to constantly care for your attitude to the Creator as the source of the problem. Meaning you must accept it and relate to it seriously because it stands before you on the way according to those conditions in life that you received from the Creator. And from those conditions, you need to be in adhesion towards him. And then you will see that slowly, slowly, it will really advance you. Time after time, if you relate correctly to the whole situation, you will see the extent in which this enters you into a connection with the Creator. Whoever the Creator loves, he shall proof. Specifically, those people that he loves, that the Creator loves and wants to bring them closer, he gives them harsh conditions. But it doesn't mean that we have to sit in those conditions. We need to advance from them. That's what we need to say. It's not them nor the reward. Meaning, I need to work in such a way that they will disappear, for them to be for me different conditions to advance to the Creator. I don't have to love those conditions specifically, but to see in them a trigger, a means, an awakening means, a reason that helps me emerge from one degree to another.
Turki 3.
Good morning, Rav. Question by a friend. We can't come to a state that all the evil inclination come from Creator and has a purpose. Why is that happening? Is it because we don't recognize him?
Because you're not connected enough between you and the ten. Otherwise, you would learn from the friends that this is how it needs to be. And it doesn't depend on the extent in which you're physically connected, but rather if you were would want to be better connected in the ten, from them you would see, even though they're not like this, it's not important, but you would learn from them that they are together and connected in such a way to the Creator and receive His care in such a way.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что мы строим через такую работу систему связи между нами.
Yes, dear Rav, you said that we build through such work the system of connection between us and the Creator called Potsuf. How do we do this, after all, with prayer, with connection of all these pieces, maybe as a gift, as a work that we do each time anew?
We simply need each time to renew and renew the work above reason. We have a selected excerpts on the work Above Reason, which Oren just read from there, excerpt number 67. And we need to read also throughout the day from there all kinds of verses.
Yes.
That's how we have to do.
And
so let's say during the day we gather as a 10 and we read these parts, then what? Every friend turns to the Creator?
That's how he needs to be all day long, not just when you're gathering for a few minutes. That's how he needs to try and be all day long. It's not just for the time of the 10 meeting where I sit or hear and I'm them in some physical connection. So I am also in a internal connection with them. I want to be in a constant internal connection with them all the time. Just like a mother who has a baby at home and she goes to work because there's no choice that she has to work. But her heart is completely there with the baby and she's thinking and feeling all the time what's happening with him there at home. That's how we need to constantly do all kinds of works. But our heart needs to constantly be with the ten.
То есть, в принципе, все остальные активности, которые есть у человека в жизни, они просто автоматически должны проходить. А вот...
So basically, all the rest of the activities of a person in life should just happen automatically. And this is the most important thing.
It's written, make your Torah permanent and your work...
Good morning, Rav. You say that every time we feel descent and decline and rejection, we shouldn't wait and turn to the Creator. However, we can't ask for ourselves. So how does it work? What I feel, I have to ask it for the friends? That's how it works?
Yes, because what do I feel? I feel that I'm in my egoistic desire. And then how can I, what will I ask for the Creator? I need to ask Him for something that is to the point. Some act, some action, some operation. And the operation I'm asking of Him is for Him to put me through the society into all of this concept called faith. Bestowal.
To bring me to it or my friends? Because again, it appears that I ask for myself.
No. If I'm asking to be in the friends, that's already the correct request. Because I want to advance them. I want by this to strengthen them, to push them forward. In the quality of faith, it can't be that you're asking for yourself. No. Because the degree itself, the degree of faith is disconnected from Malchut. Just like we talked about it yesterday, the day before yesterday, I explained to you that I am in my will to receive, and I want to depict to myself that instead of my will to receive, I want to be in the desire of the group. In the desire of the Creator. This is called to move from reason to faith above reason. But nevertheless, it's me who's asking. It's me who wants to be in them. It's me who wants to be in bestowal. Who am I? I'm sorry, from the I, we don't disconnect. No matter how you spin it, you're building it all upon the Malchut, on the will to receive. Slowly, slowly. The words sometimes don't give us the true feeling of it.
So it's not that I dissolve in the friends and feel that the friends are the new me?
Yes, but it nevertheless remains you. It's not that you disappear completely. Even though you say, I who disappears, it's a state that you are inside the friends and don't feel your desire, but rather feel their desire operating in you and operating you.
Rav, during
the day, we really feel this connection and disconnection, and yet it also feels like it doesn't come from me at all. So where is my work here?
Your work is in asking the Creator to sustain you in the degree of giving above receiving, bestowal above reception. That's your work all the time to be in that. And to try to not fall. And if you fall, then you fall. That's a sign that it was arranged for you that way so that you will exert in prayer, it's mostly in prayer, to be once again in the degree of faith above reason.
Рав, продолжая вопрос о возвращающейся проблеме, что значит...
Рав, following the question about the problems that repeat themselves, what does it mean to ask the Ten for help?
Integrating in it is enough, where you connect and you read some article. It's preferable to do so with the Rabash articles. They're a little shorter. You talk about it for a few minutes. Upon that, it's best not to talk about the problems themselves, but to take a certain article that someone there is responsible for in the 10 that chooses it in advance. And this way you talk about upon this article and scrutinize things and advance that way. But each time see the extent in which you can clarify your state in a very short way and rise from that degree to the degree of bestowal, to the degree of faith, where you're nevertheless coming to a new desire, a common desire, a common goal, where you are all and the Creator's with you. Well, to the extent in which you can, for the time being, build this form. Later, you'll start to feel that it truly works this way. That it works this way. And also, when you discuss the extent in which your desires are as such, you go and receive a higher desire, more bestowal, more giving. And then you adhere to it. Yes, I say, don't want to do something, but actually, according to what I understand, the Creator did want me to do it. Or something else. So I do this in place of that. That's called make His will your own. And this is how I advance from one state to another. You will see that if you work systematically on this, you suddenly receive pleasure from replacing one desire with another, where the ego will suffer, but that your pleasure will be from replacing the egoistic desire, the egoistic command to the Creator's command. And there is fulfillment in this.
Again, item 68, Baal HaSulam says, right at the entrance. Entrance is a constant thing, because every time he has a descent, he must begin anew. This is why it is called entrance. Naturally, there are many exits and many entrances. He tells his body, know that I want to begin to serve the Creator, and my intention is only to bestow and not to receive any reward. You should not hope that you will receive anything for your efforts. but it's all in order to bestow.
Meaning at every single degree, every next state, I want to more and more give and not receive anything. Yes.
And if the body asks, what is your benefit from this work? Meaning, who receives this work that I want to exert and toil? Or he asks more simply, for whose sake am I working so hard? Rav, because our will to receive
is built this way. His complaints are just.
The reply should be, I have faith in the sages, and they said that I should believe in abstract faith above reason, that the Creator has so commanded us to take upon ourselves faith, that He commanded us to keep Torah mitzvot.
Meaning through the force of bestowal, we will do all kinds of acts of bestowal, which are called Torah and mitzvot.
And we should also believe that the Creator derives pleasure when we keep the Torah and mitzvot with faith above reason.
When we resemble the Creator in acts of bestowal and connection, by this we bring contentment to the Creator.
Also, one should be glad at the Creator's pleasure from his work.
Yes, we need, it's written this way, Kabbalists who attain the Creator, attain these actions, attain the upper force, the upper world, raise ourselves above our reception to bestow, meaning above our life and above our death, and they tell us that that upper force that is there has the feeling of good and bad according to our states and enjoys the states of bestow and connection that we do.
Thus, there are four things here. One, believing in the sages, that what they said is true.
Without us taking this upon ourselves and trying to implement it, there is no beginning. Because the upper force, the Creator, operates through these people, these great ones, and tells us about the whole process, about the whole system. So we have no choice but to try that which they told us. There are people that shut their eyes and say, we don't want. They go back to the state like before, meaning to the degree of animal. But those who have a strong rishimo from the shattering of the Kli of Adam Rishon, and feel that they must implement it to move forward, then they have no choice. Then they go. And those people eventually remain with us, and we build from them a Kli more and more revealed to discover the upper force, the Creator who will be revealed between us. In our times, here and now, in our times, it's truly practical. I really hope that we practically, in the near period of time, we'll start to discover more and more how, according to the building of our Kli, the Creator is being revealed between us more and more in a way that we feel Him, where the divinity Shekhinah will dwell. And number three, there is joy when the creatures keep the Torah and mitzvot on the basis of faith.
Rav, it's impossible to carry out Torah and Mitzvot if not on the basis of faith. You can't do it on the basis of the will to receive. That means that you'll have what we see in this world, all kinds of actions that have no spiritual outcome. So, to do it on the foundation of faith means that we raise Malchut to Bina, we connect the will to receive with the will to bestow, and then by this special mixture between them, integration between them, we make actions that are receiving in order to bestow.
For one should receive delight, pleasure, and gladness from having been rewarded with pleasing the King. And the measure of the greatness and of the importance of man's work is measured by the measure of joy that one derives during his work. This depends on the measure of faith that one believes in the above.
Yes, we need to pay attention to that. All the actions that I do, am I happy that I'm going to bring joy to the Creator? And the more I imagine the Creator as the general force that connects us, then I need to work to make the friends happy, make the 10 happy, connect them as much as possible so that it will be felt between us and so that we will feel great joy in that and will begin to feel that He's with us and He is content. This is the general force that we will then feel is.
Buenas noches, Rav. La pregunta es, ¿en dónde?
Good evening, Rav. The question is, where or from which point does the I come in each of us? In the 10 that we need to hold on to in order to rise from Malchut to Bina. Again, what is that point in the eye of a friend in the 10, of every member of the 10 that needs to hold on to in order to rise from Malchut to Bina?
He needs to include himself in the 10 and try to bring the 10 a thought of connection and joy. And the goal is that they are going to connect until the Creator appears. Moscow 6.
How can a person believe that he's bringing contentment to the Creator? Is it something that he has to accept as a factor?
A person cannot know if he is giving pleasure, joy to the Creator or not. He has to realize it in the group, in the 10. I don't even understand how you ask me about the Creator in detachment from the group, from the environment, from the Kli, where he's supposed to be revealed. We can't talk about the Creator without the Kli. That's why it's called the Creator. Come and see. Bore, meaning only in the suitable Kli we can find the phenomenon called Creator, and we find it according to the qualities of the Kli. Meaning if I take the 10 and I connect it in a certain way, in a correct way, in mutual bestowal, then the mutual form of bestowal of my friends reveals what is that sum total between them, which is called Creator. And outside the 10, there's no such thing. So what you're asking is unrealistic. It's a fantasy.
Tel Aviv 3.
Hello, good day, Rav, teacher.
¿Cómo puedo pedirle al Creador que me dé fuerza de mantenerme en un estado de fe por encima de la razón si siento que estoy perdiendo esa fuerza? Pero no debo de pedir para mí mismo, sino por los amigos.
Enrique from Cancun is asking, how can I ask the Creator to give me the force to remain in the degree of faith above reason if I feel that I'm losing the force? On the other hand, I'm not supposed to ask for myself.
You are not getting a constant example from the environment. Only by connection between us that we awaken each other, you can then be always in concern and make actions of connection and thereby feel the Creator in it more and more. It has to be common work of the group. Moscow said.
Bonjour. Question pour l'ami. Le texte dit, de plus, l'homme devrait être content du fait que le Créateur retire du plaisir.
Question from a friend. The text says that a person needs to be happy from receiving pleasure from the work. What kind of pleasure in the work is the right pleasure, and how can you make sure that that's connected to the ten?
Only pleasure from being able to be above your corporeal desire and in your group desire, and hoping that in the group desire, you're fulfilling the will of the Creator to the point that you discover that He is in you. Because the Creator is there. He needs to appear this way. If our group desire comes closer to His desire, it's like the ten sefirot that are beginning to connect together to a single potsuf, and this single potsuf reveals the inner light. That's the Creator. We have to come to that. We will start feeling Him first as surrounding light, and how we are supposed to be in equivalence of form and make a restriction and only work for His benefit. And then we start discovering that He is only for our benefit. And then from this beating, meaning that we don't want to be for ourselves and he doesn't want anything for himself, then there's a coupling of beating. And then we decide, it's like the host and the guest, there's a compromise in the middle. Take something. Maybe take this, maybe take that, maybe take this, until they come to some common ground where the host receives something, but it's for the benefit of the host, and the host is happy that the guest is not just receiving something, but it's in order to bestow, meaning that he feels and identifies with the host, because the host basically gave him the gift of being like him through another portion and another portion.
El trabajo de fe que tengamos en la decena puede influir en los amigos que se encuentran alejados.
The work in faith above reason in the ten can help friends who are distanced.
Of course. You can do actions in the ten and think of how you're doing these actions, not just for the ten, but to influence the whole world, the rest of the tens, or some specific people that you want to include with you. You can also pray to the Creator that will relate to them specifically. Yes, of course you can. The ten is capable of transforming the world. Mach 6.
Дорогой Рав, какие подарки во время может сделать одна десятка на другая, чтобы связь
What gifts can the ten give to another during the pandemic so that the connection will strengthen even more?
We need to pray, meaning to ask that all our friends, first of all our friends around the world will be healthy and that nothing will prevent them, disturb them from doing the spiritual action of connection. That's one. Two, even if some actions happen that are disturbing and preventing, we will accept them as necessary things the Creator is giving to us so that we will advance along with them. Yes, Owen.
We collected for her, like you asked yesterday, the list of friends that need healing.
Yes, please.
So we have Eve in France, Harut in Israel, Reuben in the United States, another friend, Gidon from Israel, in Mexico, Antonio, in Honduras, Ramos, in Russia, Andrei and Vitali.
Yes, I'm asking everyone. Let's all think about wanting to see them together with us in all our lessons, all our actions, that they'll be healthy and ready for our common action.
Tov.
Okay, let's go to Kiev 1 again.
Dear Rav, in this work, when we raise Malchut to, you know, we feel this force between us, eventually do we discover that that force of bestowal, the Creator, enjoys our work?
It will happen, but not right away. Not right away. This is already called the revelation of the Creator. But why am I talking about the level of Malchut and the level of Bina? So that you will imagine it to yourself in the meantime like this, that there is the desire of the created being and the desire of the Creator, and we always want to raise ourselves to the desire of the Creator. Make your
said, I didn't say that. We, by starting to realize ourselves between Malchut and Bina, we start discovering what the true concept of time is, and the true concept of time are actions that we fall from Malchut, rise to Bina, fall to Malchut, rise to Bina. That frequency determines time for us.
Когда мы поднимаемся к Бине, я правильно вас понял, что там время останавливается?
When we rise to Bina, did I understand correctly that time stops there?
The corporeal time, it's something completely different. But also in that, I don't want, we're still lacking discernments. We're lacking discernments. We'll speak about it, and don't worry. This whole world will be clear to you, like all the galaxies, all the universe, all of creation will be completely clear because it's something tiny. It's a still degree. It's the lowest degree in spirituality, in reality. A bit of patience. Okay?
В итоге это просто держаться за состояние объединения, за состояние вот связи с биной.
So what we should do in the end is maintain the state of connection?
Exactly. The more you hold on to the ten, like a baby grabbing on to his mother, that's the main part. Then for sure you're advancing. Okay?
Слышно? Как в течение дня мы выстраиваем правильное отношение к действиям в десятке?
How do we build the right relation to the Creator's actions in the ten during the day?
Действия Творца в десятке
The actions of the Creator and the Ten. We need to relate to the friends and the Ten, that it is the place where I need to lose myself. I just need to connect to them like Rabash writes. And then, and according to that, I advance. The more and more I do what Rabash writes about the Ten, the more I advance. I have nothing else to add. We ended the lesson. I'm asking in the day, be more connected to one another. See how the world doesn't let us go, meaning the virus is with us, and we are with it, advancing towards correction, and everything will be good. We will hold on to each other. Let's think of our friends that are sick, and on every, let's think of everyone, that they'll be healthy, and that the world will advance to Gmar Tikkun in a good way. Let's ask it for it and all want it.